Welcome to Living a Lifestyle of Prayer. My name is Crystal Willis, and I'm going to be reading The Power of Praying Together. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for this time together. We pray that your message falls on our hearts. May they have softened hearts to hear what you're trying to share. I pray that you can draw women closer together through community, that they can find someone to pray with, and for you to be elevated in that. We pray for connection and closeness, Lord. And we just pray that gives you all glory, honor, and praise. In your great and mighty name we pray, Jesus. Amen. The scripture today will be from Matthew 18, 19, and 20. Again, honestly, I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything they ask for, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three gather in my name, there am I with them. The first time I prayed with someone out loud, I was terrified. My heart was elevated, my palms were sweaty, and my thoughts raced. This was my first prayer call with another Help Club mom. She prayed for me first, but I did not even have the courage to pray for her after. But thankfully, that didn't bother her. Her confidence in praying out loud over a practical stranger was amazing. So eloquent, so wise. How could I ever do this? Fast forward a few months, and I was assigned my own prayer partner during a Help Club meeting. Again, another woman I did not know initially, yet strangely I felt a trust there, a connection, albeit solely based on the fact that we were both attending the same meeting at the same time. A connection the Holy Spirit would run with. And there began a wonderful friendship and confidence building in me that I was not expecting or seeking. Looking back now, over many years of this and similar other prayer partner calls, I inwardly needed these connections more than I ever knew. For me, praying out loud was not something I was comfortable with. I grew up memorizing rote prayers, which were usually said in the confines of my mind and offered up directly to God. These concepts of praying out loud and over someone else pushed me into an uncomfortable territory. However, the prayers I had heard from other women at these Help Club meetings were so powerful, with spoken scripture and prophetic promptings from the Holy Spirit. They began to impact and influence me greatly. Something different was happening here, and the veil was starting to be lifted. During these phone calls, I just dove in, trusting the process, and tried my hat at it too. "What can I pray for you this week?" I'd ask. And then somehow the words would materialize, and slowly but surely, week after week, I'd begin to feel my courage rising and my prayers stronger. A special confidant with honest vulnerability was revealed. A person I could take the unknowns to and not stay bogged down with worry and doubt alone in my mind. I would feel almost as ministered to through my prayers over this other person as when she prayed over me. This is the powerful effect of prayer partners and why Help Club recommends this relationship so strongly. James 5:16 says, "Therefore confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed." The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. The way to get started with praying with a prayer partner is simply to ask God who he wants you to pray with. Then text her and see if she has 10 minutes to talk. Tell her your idea. Set a date of the week and time to call, and then pray regularly for 10 minutes. Put it on your calendar and just do it. Now, fast forward to the present, and prayer has become such an essential part of my life. Oh, what humble beginnings I began with. I no longer feel daunted at praying out loud. I even volunteer. The love, connection, and trust established through these relationships are a blessing to me. No judgment, just an outpouring of support, encouragement, and seeking God's word and the Holy Spirit's direction together. Looking back at the answered prayers and those spoken in faith during the waiting, potentially still waiting, are reminders of God's faithfulness to us and that he never fails. Take courage today. Step out in faith, with or without confidence, and make that 10-minute prayer call. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are with us when two or more are gathered together. You have created us for connection and relationship, and your faithfulness is never-ending. I ask for your guidance in connecting us with a prayer partner divinely appointed by you. May you incite a desire to pray together often and build our confidence in speaking in your name, Lord Jesus. Help us to be open and vulnerable together in a way that honors you and grows your kingdom. We ask that this habit be established and rooted in you, and may it draw us closer to you and our prayer partner. We pray for protection over these prayers, that deep connections will be built in these little pockets of time that create confidence in us and help us see who we are through your eyes. May we see our prayers answered according to your will and give you glory in all things. We ask them in your great and mighty name. Amen. I have some prompts for you today. If you do not already have a prayer partner, who could you ask to pray with you weekly? Pray and ask God to direct you to the right person to pray with now. It may change over time, but be encouraged to start with one person now. Next, how is your prayer life? If it's hard to talk to God, ask Him to send someone in your life who is a strong prayer warrior who can guide you and inspire you and help build your confidence in praying. It's okay to soak in those powerful prayer moments and listen. Next, recall some powerful prayer moments you may have had when you prayed with someone or in your own prayer life, and praise God for those answered prayers. Remember His faithfulness. Pray and ask God to soften your heart to be vulnerable with another person and for you to see fruit from your prayer partner relationship. Now, I did want to share just some commentary that as I was reading this, it brought tears to my eyes because of the power that prayer has become in my life. I attend a meeting every week, and for the past couple years, I have actually been the one who closes in prayer every night that we meet. And it's been so amazing just to see how God has used me and my little mustard seed of faith that I one day could pray out loud. It truly is amazing. So I do want to encourage you that by just stepping out, He will take that and run with it usually. So He'll give you the words to say. And the more you're in the Word and in the Bible, the more scripture that will just flow out of your heart and out of your lips. And that is a beautiful thing. So I just wanted to share that. We love you so much. And thank you. We're going to pray one last time here for you. Heavenly Father, I pray that you direct these women with their prayer partner, that you give them the name right now, and that it is directly from you. I pray for deep connections and a relationship. I pray that you just continue, as we said, to soften their heart and be vulnerable with another person. May they have confidence, a humble confidence that only can come from you. And I just ask for a blessing all over all these future prayer partner relationships, Lord. May they just be fruit in your kingdom. And we lift this up in your great and mighty name, Jesus. Amen.